photography lovers, and welcome to another episode of the Fashion Photography Podcast. This Wednesday, we released the first part of our interview with the beauty and fashion photographer Sarah Brown. If you want to listen to it, don't forget to go to photographypodcast.net. Next Wednesday, we'll continue with part two because, as you already know, on Wednesdays, we do interviews with other professionals, and every other Friday, I'm answering your questions. My name is Virginia, and I'm a fashion advertising photographer, and the topic that I'm going to help you with today is something that Emil Petkov, whoa, here is my Bulgarian accent, asked in our Facebook group. He's asking, when is the right moment to start submitting your work to magazines? In his post, he says that he's quite new to the industry, and I thought that it might also be interesting for you guys. There are many answers in the group already, and some people say that he should go for it, and others are against it. The most favorite part for me, though, is that you guys are so active, and I love it, so please keep it up. If you're not part of the group yet, type down the Fashion Photography Podcast on Facebook and join us. Once you're in, I really encourage you to share your work, questions, and opinions. Just spread the positivity, you know? Okay, so let's get to the question. Here are my thoughts. A very important thing to remember for this industry, and actually for every other industry out there, is that you learn new things on a daily basis. And if you're focused and hardworking, you'll become better at your craft every single day. And guys, this is a really solid plan to start your career on. Because if you know that, it's going to be very easy for you to plan your next steps. If you look at your photography career as a trip, the very first time you try traveling, you'll be insecure but very eager. You won't know all the tricks yet, and you'll probably have to pay for extra luggage or for your mistakes and lack of knowledge. Of course, you're going to get lost on the airport and also on photo shoots, but you'll be able to find your way back thanks to fast thinking and also the support of your teammates. I think you get the comparison. And yes, teammates. As you hear me say again and again and again, the fashion photography business is a team business. If you're at the very beginning of your career, try to shoot as much as you can and just show your work on your social media and try to find the people that you will build a team with. And again, shoot as much as you can to make sure that you're stepping up your game. I'm encouraging you to use your social media channels because this is the easiest way to show the people how passionate you are and also to make them wish to work with you. And don't worry, you don't need a huge team. You can start with just a member or two. The goal is to submit to the magazine something that they can actually use. And to make sure of that, just take a closer look at smaller magazines and their guidelines. Study them to make sure that you're able to fulfill their needs. And this is something that many people underestimate, but it's knowledge that will really help you in the future with your clients. Once you have this information, what it is exactly that they need, and you have a couple of people that are really supporting you, like, for example, you have a makeup artist and you have a model that have some sort of experience, then you can create your very first and very exclusive editorial. And after it, of course, submit it. This is one of the ways to get published, and it's definitely the one I would recommend because it will most likely bring you the results that you wish for. Another way is to create something on your own. Nothing too professional, just a try, and then you can submit it to a magazine or two, but there are some side effects to it, and you need to be aware of them. Of course, the magazine might say yes, and you have your publication and all of the reasons to feel happy and accomplished, of course, but they can also say no, and this will lead to lack of self-belief, even if you don't admit it. And it's not the fact that you're bad. You're not. It's just too early. The little trick here is that if you don't get discouraged, you can submit again and again, and it again can be too soon. And if you receive another rejection, this will for sure bring your spirit down. Again, for no other reason but just rushing it too soon. Another very important point here is to try only with smaller magazines. And I'm saying this just because you have to be aware that the photography business is like a building. It has different floors and there is no escalator or elevator, and you just have to take the stairs. And you can skip a step or two, but you cannot skip the whole floor. So you have to start small at the beginning and build up from then on. If you're aiming at a magazine that is way too high and out of your league, you should consider the fact that they might just mark you as a spam, and from now on, this territory is forbidden for you. And these people will never see again how much you and your work have grown up in the next year or so. So save your bullets, start small, and make sure that you're building as you're growing. Actually, this is the reason why you'll hear many of the podcast guests saying that they have approached a certain type of magazine later in their career. You know, every one of us wants to be recognized with their amazing work, and the more time passes, the better your work will become. Honestly, I'm personally not ashamed of my very first photos, but boy, will they be the same if I reshoot them today? Hell no! That's exactly the reason why I wouldn't recommend to you to go straight to the big magazines and the big names. You want this magazine association of you to be with your gorgeous photography. So that's why you have to start small at the beginning. Of course, at your very first trips, you're going to start with the major cities like Rome, Paris, and then you'll learn the joy of seeing places no one else is posting about. Places that are not crowded and seem exclusive, like they were made just for you. It's the same with your photography. You will do the mistakes everyone else does at the beginning, and you will learn the hard way to enjoy your work and create more and more out of love. And honestly, we would love to be with you during this process. Well, I'm going to share with you something personal. Once, in a really rough moment for me, George told me something that I will never forget. He said, "If you're not losing anything, why don't you just try?" And this has become part of my mentality ever since. That's the reason why we started this podcast, with this thought in my mind. I'm not losing anything, so why don't we just try? Try to build a community, try to educate the people that want to be educated. And that's exactly the reason why I will suggest you today to do the same. Don't wait too long, and don't be afraid to submit your work to a magazine. If they reject you, I already told you above the steps on how to do it the next time. And if they say yes, come over to the Facebook group and let's celebrate together. Whatever you do, just remember to never be afraid to show your work and always be proud of it and ready to perfect it even more. After all, there is nothing to lose. Thank you guys so much for being with me today. If you like this podcast, please consider donating $1 or $2 per month in exchange of some cool perks that we've prepared for you. You can see more about them and the process of donation on our website, photographypodcast.net. Thank you guys again for being with me today, and I cannot wait to see you on Wednesday with part 2 of our podcast with Sarah Brown.